弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一同看几个地方的圣经。
Let us read several scriptural passages.
我想都是我们很熟的。
We're all very familiar with them.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
The Gospel of John chapter 14.
我们从第一节看到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
约翰十四章一节到三节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，叫你们也在那里。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
第二个还是十四章，我们看十三节跟十四节。
Verse 13 to 14.
你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it.
21节，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
我们读完这几段的圣经。
After we read these passages,
我不知道你发有没有发觉在里面有一个字很特别的。
I wonder if you find that there's a common word in there that's very special.
不管在中文、英文都是一样。
It's the same in the English and Chinese.
那就是我的。
It's mine.
第一段他说。我父的家里，第二节。
In verse 2, it says, my father's house.
然后在十三、十四节那里，他说，奉我的名。
And in 13 and 14, it says, whatever you ask in my name.
然后二十一节，乃是有我的命令。
And in verse 21, it says, who has my commandment.
然后二十七节是我的平安。
And in verse 27, it says, my peace.
那说明什么？
What does that say?
这个本来是属于主的。
It belongs to the Lord originally.
是主的。
It's the Lord.
主说这是我的。
The Lord said it's mine.
但主说今天我要把这个都给你。
But the Lord said I give them unto you this day.
那这就是今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们所交通的内容。
This is what I want to share with you today.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你很爱一个人。
When you love someone.
你就要把你最好的给他，对吗？
Then you would give your best to that person.
我想其实是很自然的。
This is very natural.
那如果这个人你不是怎么喜欢他
？If you don't really like that person.
那你不会把你最爱的、你自己的东西给他
？Then you won't give that person your best.
但如果其实是你最喜欢的
，But if you love that person the most.
你就把你最好的要来给他。
Then you would give that person your best.
我还常常不会忘记。
I would never forget.
我第一次离开我家的时候
，When I first left my home.
然后我父亲就把我叫到他的面前。
My father called me to come before him.
然后我没想到他原来从口袋里要拿了一块玉给我。
And he pulled a piece of jade out from his pocket.
那上头还有个金的链子绑着的。
And there's a golden necklace around that piece of jade.
那个时候我刚过了17岁。
I was just 17.
那时候要离开家。
I had to leave home.
然后我父亲就把这个交给我。
And my father gave that to me.
哎呦，我一看就好难看哦。
When I looked at that thing, I was kind of disgusted.
你知道吗？其实男孩子看到一块玉、一个链子，哎呀，怎么是男孩子有的呢
？You know, for a boy to have a piece of jade is a very weird thing.
那我父亲就把它挂在我的颈上。
And my father hung that thing on me.
他说你带着去。
You bring this with you.
他万一有什么意外。
If so, anything happens.
你就把这个玉卖掉。
Then you can sell this thing.
你有点钱可以回家。
Then you can have some cash and come home.
那一块东西是不好看的。
That thing was kind of ugly.
但我拿在手里，我感觉很温暖。
But when I held it in my hand, my heart is warmed.
我父亲他故意的把这个玉来留给我，送给我。
My father deliberately gave this jade to me.
我不知道他从哪里弄来的。
I don't know where he got it from.
但他知道这儿子要走了。
But he knows that his son has to go.
这个儿子一个人要在外头闯出去了。
He has to be alone in the world.
那但是他不能跟着他去。
He can't follow the son.
所以他把这个东西交给他的儿子。
So he gave this to his son.
那现在这块玉我还保留的。
I still have that piece of jade today.
但我从来没有再挂在我的身上。
But I never wore it.
但如果有的时候我拿出来看一看。
But sometimes I bring it out to take a look.
我的爸爸不在了。
My father's not here anymore.
但我还记得他怎么爱我。
But I still remember how he loved me.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主在这段话里头有一点点的感觉啊。
In this passage, the Lord evokes the same emotion to us.
因为主说，现在他离世到父的日子快到了。
Because he is going to be gone and going to his father.
然后他说，他爱世间属于他的人，就爱他们到底，十三章的话。
And here it says that he loved those who belonged to him in the world, and he loved them to the very end.
那是在爱他。
He really loved them.
但现在这位主说，我要离开我爱的门徒了。
But he has to leave his beloved disciples.
要跟他们说再见了。
He has to say goodbye.
那怎么办呢？
So what to do?
主就把他身上好像一个藏宝箱一样把它打开。
So he opened his treasure.
然后告诉他们说，这是我的。
And told them, this is mine.
现在我给你。
And I give them unto you.
那这个也是我的。
And this also is mine.
我也给你。
I also give them unto you.
那这里有四样东西。
There are four things here.
主说，我现在要把这四个给这班门徒。
I have to give these four things to my disciples.
这四个东西也给我们今天的弟兄姊妹。
And these four things are also given to the brothers and sisters today.
第一个是什么？
What's the first thing?
第一个主怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说我的父家里头有很多的住处。
In my father's house are many mansions.
这本来是主耶稣父的家。
This is the father of the Lord Jesus.
是他的家。
It's his house.
是他跟他父亲的家。
It's the house of the father and the son.
但现在不同了。
But now it's no longer the same.
现在你可以来到我的家里头。
Now we can come to his house.
这是我的家。
That's my house.
也成为了你的家。
It's also your house.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是最大的祝福。
This is the greatest blessing.
对于门徒来说。
To the disciples.
当主耶稣说再见以后。
After the Lord says goodbye.
他好像孤儿一样了。
They become like orphans.
他过去是跟着主耶稣一起的生活。
In the past, they lived with Jesus.
那主耶稣照顾他们一切的需要。
And Jesus took care of all their needs.
他但是突然间，他好像发觉主走了。
But suddenly, the Lord is gone.
他好像孤儿一样，再没人照顾了。
They're like orphans with no one to take care of them.
但主跟他说，不是的。
But the Lord said, no, it's not so.
我现在要告诉你。
I tell you,
我的家就成为了你的家。
My home has become your home.
这是我父亲的家。
It's my father's house.
但现在我父亲的家也成为了你的家。
But now my father's house has become your house.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你们还年轻啊。
You guys are still young.
所以你对家的感觉不是很大。
So you don't have a deep sense for your home.
因为我年轻的时候也是这样。
When I was young, I was likewise.
但当你慢慢长大以后，
But as you grow up,
你就发觉家是何等的重要。
You see the importance of your
home. 如果一个人真的爱你，
If someone really loves you,
他不是把别的东西给你，
He won't give you any other.
他要把一个家给你，
But a home.
姊妹们要记住啊。
Sisters, you have to remember this.
如果一个男孩子说爱你，
If a guy says he loves you,
但不把这个家给你，
But doesn't give you a home,
这个爱是假的。
This love is fake.
假的。
It's faith.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
主说,
the Lord said,
我现在要去了,
I go.
但我去以后, 是我回到父家里头预备地方,
that I would, to prepare a place for you.
但我预备好以后,
when it's prepared,
我就来接你们,
I will come to receive you to
myself. 然
后
我在哪里,
and where I am,
你们也在哪里,
there you may be also.
你知道一个家不是一个房子。
You know, a home is not a house.
一个漂亮的房子不是一个家。
A pretty house is not a home.
一个家的成分，这到底是谁跟你在一起？
So what is the constituents of a home? It's the person that you're with.
有的家人很多。
There are homes with a lot of people.
有的家人是不多的。
And there are homes with very few people.
最漂亮的房子。
The most beautiful house.
不一定有一个美好的家。
May not have a good home.
但是可能一个不怎么漂亮的房子。
But an old shabby house.
但是可能里头一个非常美好的家。
May have a great home within.
我小的时候。
When I was little.
我的住的地方非常的不好。
I lived in a very uncomfortable place.
我只住在一个小小的房间。
I only have a small room.
我想大概现在年轻人你根本不能想象。
I don't think you guys can picture it today.
我晚上睡觉是自己扛一个床，一个接床出来，把它打开，睡在客厅里，不是客厅了，睡在一个房间的里头。
When I need to go to bed, I have to unfold my foldable bed and stretch it out, and then I would go to rest in that room.
然后我早上起来，我要负责把这个床再把它叠起来，收起来。
When I wake up in the morning, I have to fold up my bed and put it away.
我每天都要做这个事情。
I have to do that every day.
不是像你们今天你要睡觉，马上爬到床上去，没有。
It's not like you today when you sleep, you just jump into your bed.
我每天晚上做这个。
I have to do that every day.
好挤啊。
It's very tight.
然后我还要跟我弟弟妹妹挤在一起。
And I have to be with my brothers and sisters who are stuffed together.
但我爱这个家。
But I love that home.
我还记得我小时候，我爸爸说我很顽皮，很皮，但我感觉我不是这样的皮的。
When I was little, my father said I'm very naughty, but I don't feel that way. That way.
我妈妈打我一顿棍子。
My mother would discipline me.
然后怎么样呢
？And then what happened?
他就把我推到门外。
And then he would shove me out the door.
然后当这个门一关上的时候
When the door slammed,
我就哭了
And then I would cry
我记得我哭得很伤心
I was so heartbroken
但我不愿意走啊
But I won't leave
我住的地方不好
The place I live is not comfortable
但我不能离开这里
But I cannot leave it
我不是爱这个住的地方
I didn't love that place
但我不能离开这个家
But I cannot leave my home
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们不是一个没有家的人。
We are not a people without home.
我们有家。
We have a home.
你不要以为我们进入炉做几十年，做啊做啊，然后我们就做完就算了。
Don't think that being a Christian after several decades of years, then it's done.
不。
It's not so.
主怎么说
？What did the Lord say?
主说我预备了一个家。
The Lord said, "I prepare a home for you."
这个家你进去你不会陌生的。
This home, when you walk in, it's not foreign to you.
为什么?
Why?
当这个家你进去的时候，你就知道主跟你在一起。
When you walk into this home, you would know that the Lord is with you.
所以现在我常跟 Rachel 说。
So I always tell my wife Rachel.
我说现在啊，我们到处都是家了。
Now wherever we go, it's always a home for us.
因为现在只剩下我跟他两个。
Because it's just me and my wife.
当然我还住在那个房子里头。
Of course, I still live in the same place.
但实在说起来。
But truly,
现在我的家是到处都可以移动的。
My home is a mobile home.
因为只有什么时候我跟他在一起，我的家就在哪里。
Because whenever I'm with my wife, then it's my home.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord.
当有一天我们开始回到神的家里头
，when we return to our Father's home,
我们不是孤零零的住在一个大房子。
We are not.Alone in a big place.
不是说神啊，你把一个很漂亮的东西给我，然后我进去最漂亮的房子，但只有你一个人在里头。
It's not as though God would give you this beautiful mansion and there's only you in there. 不, That's not so.
你不会孤单的。
You will not be alone.
因为主说，我在哪里，你们也在哪里。
Because the Lord said, where I am, there you may be also.
主是把这个家给这班门徒。
The Lord gave this home to the disciples.
主把这个家给我们每一个属于他的人。
The Lord gave this home to each and everyone who belongs to him.
有一个老牧师。
There's this old pastor.
他在外头服侍了很多年。
He served the Lord many years.
他说现在我要退休了。
And now he said, I need to retire.
然后他就写一封信给他的教会。
And he wrote a letter to his church.
然后他说我什么时候就回来了。
I will come back on this so-and-so date.
然后那天他坐着船就回到他的家乡。
And he got on a ferry and went home.
然后他还在船上的时候。
When he was still on the ferry.
他就跑到这个甲板上看看。
And he went to the front of the ferry.
然后看见下了好多人。
And he saw a lot of people.
然后举起一个牌子。
And they lift a sign.
然后写着 Welcome home, 欢迎回家。
It says Welcome home on that sign.
然后还有一个乐队。
And there is a band.
然后再吹着那个音乐。
And they're making music.
哎呦，这个老牧师说，哎呀，这下午安慰了。
And the old pastor coming home was so comforted.
他说啊，现在这帮弟兄姊妹没有忘记我。
Oh, the brothers and sisters didn't forget me.
他知道我回家，你看还举一个牌子，还有一个乐队来欢迎我回来。
They know that I'm coming home from long years of service, and they're welcoming me home in a great way.
然后他就出来了。
And he got out.
但是他突然发觉。
And he suddenly realized.
原来这帮人不是欢迎他的。
He realized that these people were not welcoming him home.
原来有个电影明星刚好也从这个船上下来。
There's this.Star who also got off the same ferry.
所有的人都是欢迎这个电影明星。
Everyone was welcoming that star.
而这个都用着这个电影明星走了。
And they followed that star away.
这个老牧师好难过。
That old pastor was so sad.
他站在哪里，眼泪就流下来。
When he stood there, tears came out.
他说没有人记得我，没有人记得我了。
No one remembered me. No one remembered me anymore.
但那个时候，主在他里面讲话。
But the Lord spoke in his heart.
你还没有回家呢。
You're not home yet.
你还有没有回家呢。
You're not home yet.
当你真的回来的时候。
When you're truly home.
你要看到一大堆的天使来欢迎你。
You'll see a great group of angels welcoming you.
你要听到天上最美好的音乐来欢迎你。
You will hear the best heavenly music welcoming you home.
我等你回来。
I'm waiting for you.
哎呦，这老牧师得到安慰了。
And the old pastor is greatly comforted.
我们常以为我们在地上要抓很多东西。
We always think that we had to grab a lot of things in this world.
不是的。
Not so.
神把天上的家给我们。
The Lord gave us a heavenly home.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你从来不孤单的。
You are never alone.
有的时候你感觉我好像剩下自己一个人。
Sometimes you feel that I'm all by myself.
主说不。
The Lord said no.
他从他箱子里头拿个东西出来。
He got something out from his treasure box.
我父的家。
My father's home.
给你。
It's for you.
给你。
It's for you.
我要把你带到我父的家里头去。
I will bring you to my father's home.
第二个。
Second one.
主把什么给我们？
What did the Lord give us?
主把他的名给我们。
He gave unto us his name.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
把你的名字给人是很严重的。
When you give your name to someone, it's a big deal.
你能够用一个人的名字，说明里头有很多的爱。
When you are able to use someone's name, it involves a lot of love.
你给人用你的名字，说明你对他有非常大的信心。
When you give your name to someone, it shows that you give that person a lot of trust.
今天如果我请举个例子吧，我请 Sam 去做一个事情。
For example, if I ask Sam to do something for me.
今天说你到楼下去跟某某弟兄讲你要做什么做什么。
So go downstairs and tell this brother that you need to do this and that.
可能这弟兄看着 Sam, 他说我为什么要听你说呢？
Maybe that brother would say, why should I listen to you, Sam?
我看你这个年轻弟兄，你来讲话，我为什么要听你讲呢？
You're just a young brother, why should I listen to you?
然后 Sam 就说了
And then Sam would say
不是我说的
It's not my idea
是郭弟兄叫我下来跟你说的
It's Brother Kwok who told me to come down and tell you to do this.
那一位是郭弟兄这个名字,
because of the name Brother Kwok.
那这个弟兄就要做了,
then that brother would comply.
但是呢,
but that name can be used only once.
你不能随便用的,
you can't use it idly.
你不能说你到处你喜欢做什么,
you can't do whatever you want and say to someone else, move this chair over there.
那钢琴搬到哪里去?
And move that piano over there.
乱搬一起,
and make a mess.
然后他人就跑着说, 哎呀, Sam你干什么?
And then people would ask, Sam, what are you doing?
是郭弟兄叫我做的。
And he would say, oh, Timothy Kwok told me to do that.
哎呀, 那这不行啊。
And that wouldn't work.
因为我只是给他用一次我的名字。
I only give him permission to use my name once.
不是随便乱用的。
He can't use it idly.
用完就没有了。
After he used it once, it's gone.
但如果,
but if
我的姊妹来,
if my wife comes to me,
她跟我在一起,
if she's with me,
她能够很自由地用我的名字,
she can use my name freely.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你还记得在《使徒行传》里头的故事吗? 第三章,
you still remember the story in Acts chapter 3?
那天彼得跟约翰来到圣殿,
Peter and John arrived at the temple.
有一个瘸腿的人坐在圣殿的门口,
there's a crippled man sitting in front of the temple.
他你知道每个人到圣殿都要做点好事,
you know everyone who visits the temple does something good.
所以他以为说这个彼得约翰来了一定做些好事,
so that crippled man, that lame man would think that, oh, there's Peter and John, they must need to do a good deed.
他看着他,
so he looked at them.
他希望能够达到些钱,
he hoped that he would give them some money.
但彼得跟约翰怎么说呢?
But what did Peter and John say?
他说金子我没有,
gold and silver I have none.
银子我也没有,
gold and silver I have none.
那我把我所有的给你,
but I, what I have I give you.
我觉得很高兴,
and this person rejoiced.
哎呦,你把你所有的给我,那不是很多了吗?
What he has, he's going to give me.
结果彼得约翰给什么?
What did Peter and John give?
我要奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus, walk.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
对彼得约翰来说,
for Peter and John,
他知道了,
they know,
金子不是他所有,
gold is not everything,
银子也不是他的所有,
silver is not everything that he has.
他所有的是神儿子的名,
all that he has is the name of Jesus.
因为他知道只有奉这个名, 无论求什么,
because he knows that whatever he asks in this name,
父就要把这个来给我们,
the Father would give this unto us.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是何等大的恩典,
how great this is, this grace.
主不是说, 好了, 现在我把什么给你,
the Lord never said, oh, I will give this thing to you.
我们以为拿到这个金子, 拿到这个银子, 那是很好了,
we would think that if we get this gold and the silver, it would be great.
但主耶稣说, 不是的,
but the Lord said, no.
我要把我的名字给你,
I will give my name to you.
然后你奉我的名, 无论求什么,
and whatever you ask in my name,
你就拿到了,
you may receive.
这是主给我们第二个大的祝福。
That's the second greatest blessing that the Lord gave us.
我常常有一个叹息,
I sigh sometimes.
弟兄姊妹, 我们过了贫穷的生活,
we live in such poverty.
我们过一个软弱的生活,
we live in such weakness.
我们常常都是靠着我们自己,
we always rely on ourselves.
我们以为自己很有本事, 很有力量,
we think that we're someone great with some strength.
但其实我们忘记了, 今天我们拿到主耶稣, 主已经把他的名留给我们,
we forgot that the Lord has given his name unto us.
只要你奉主耶稣的名祷告,
as long as you ask in his name,
他要把
he would give you your due share.
我们要过这个生活,
we have to live that lifestyle.
然后主不但讲到这里,
the Lord not only ends here,
然后主把这个箱子再打开,
the Lord opens this treasure trove again,
再拿一个东西出来,
and pull out something else.
这是什么?
What is it?
这是我的命令,
my commandments.
哦, 这个大概, 这个礼物是今天我所讲的, 大概你最不喜欢的,
this is probably the gift that you like the least.
哎呦，有父的家，哎，这个我喜欢。
Father's home, that's great.
啊，以后我就不要做孤儿了，有地方去了。
Then I'm not an orphan, I have some place to go.
那主的名我喜欢。
I like the Lord's name also.
因为有了主的名，我能求什么，我得到什么。
Because whatever I ask in His name, I will receive.
但是主的命令呢？
But what about his commandments?
那我不怎么喜欢。
I don't like it so much.
因为有了主的命令。
Because with his commandments,
那我就没有自由了。
Then I have no freedom.
对吗？
Isn't
it so? 今天我们每个人都要自由。
Today we all love freedom.
我们要做什么就做什么。
We like to do whatever we want.
但如果你做过爸爸妈妈。
But if you have been a parent,
如果你真的爱一个人。
If you truly love someone,
你要知道。是有命令的。
You know that there are commandments.
你爱他。
If you love that person,
你就要管教他。
Then you would discipline that.
你爱他。
If you love that person,
你就把这个范围给他。
Then you would give them an area where they can act freely.
因为你知道。
Because you know.
如果要一个人真的成为有用的人。
To become someone who's useful.
不能够随随便便的。
You can't be wishy-washy.
不能够喜欢做什么就做什么。
You can't let them do whatever they want.
从小我们就明白。
From childhood onwards, we understand.
是我们的父亲给我们很多的规条。
Our fathers give us a lot of rules.
他叫我们要做这个做那个。
He told us to do this and that.
为什么？
Why?
因为你的父亲爱你。
Because your father loves you.
他告诉你说，孩子啊，这个不能做。
He will tell you, child, you cannot do this.
这个你不能碰。
You cannot touch that.
为什么？
Why?
这一切的命令要保护我们。
All these commandments would protect you.
这个命令要叫我们成为一个真正有用的人。
These commandments would mold you into someone useful.
所以不但把命令给我们。
So he not only gives us his commandments.
然后还要遵守。
You have to keep them.
然后主怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
这就是爱我的。
He who keeps my commandments is the one who loves me.
然后爱我的，我父也爱他。
He who loves me will be loved by my father.
然后我也要爱他。
I will also love him.
然后最后怎么说呢？
And what did it say in the end?
并且要向他显现。
And I will manifest myself to him.
我们怎么能够看到我们的主啊？
How can we see our Lord?
很多时候我们说，哎呀，主，你这样讲到主耶稣，好像距离很远。
When you speak about the Lord Jesus, it seems that there's a distance.
是吗？
Isn't it so?
有的年轻弟兄说，哎呀，郭弟兄，你讲的好像太远了。
Some young brothers and sisters were saying to me, Brother Kwok, you talked about something that's very far away.
主好像跟我距离太远了。
The Lord seems very far away.
好像我没有真的看见过我们的主。
It's as though I've never truly seen the Lord.
这个主，你所讲的是你跟这个主耶稣的关系。
The Lord that you talked about is your Lord.
好像我跟主耶稣从来没有发生过关系。
It's like I didn't really have a relationship with the Lord.
所以每一次你听我讲到。
So every time you listen to me.
你就是听一个人跟主耶稣的关系。
You're talking about you and the Lord.
那主耶稣跟我好像从来没有关系过。
But what about me and the Lord?
你有没有这个困难？
Do you have that issue?
你所听的主耶稣都是听来的，你自己没有体验的一个主耶稣。
The Lord Jesus that you encounter is the one that you heard, but it's not the one you experience.
那你欠了一个什么？
You need something.
你要来遵守主的命令。
You need to keep his commandments.
我要告诉你。
Let me tell you.
我给你保证。
I guarantee this.
你真的听主的命令。
If you truly keep his commandments.
你真从爱里头听主的命令。
If you keep his commandments in love.
他就要向你显现。
He will manifest himself to you.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一次你听主命令的时候。
Because every time when you keep his commandments.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
主说这个要丢掉。
The Lord said you have to let this go.
主说这个你不能再做。
The Lord said you cannot do this anymore.
好难啊。
It's very tough.
我不可以。
I cannot do it.
主啊，我很爱这个。
I want to hang on to them.
我不能够没有这个东西的。
I can't go without these things.
但主说不。
But the Lord said no.
丢下它。
Let it go.
丢下它。
Let it go.
那你就跟主争来争去。
Then you wrestle with the Lord.
拿到最后。
In the end.
主赢了。
The Lord wins.
你说主我愿意。
He said, Lord, I'm willing.
我把这个交出来。
I give this up.
很奇怪。
It's very bizarre.
从外面看来, 你好像失去了。
From the outside, it looks like you lost something.
你好像这个过去你所享受的, 从那个时候你就没有了。
What you enjoyed in the past, it's no longer yours anymore.
但在那个时候, 主就在你生命的里面就变成实在了。
But in that moment, the Lord becomes a reality in your life.
你就发觉主是这样的可爱。
And you realize that how lovely is the Lord.
主是这样的真实。
The Lord is that real.
我有好多这样的故事。
I have a lot of stories like that to tell you.
一个个讲啊, 讲到很晚了。
I can take the whole day.
我还记得我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
主耶稣在我里头说, 你去跟你同学传福音。
The Lord told me, spread the gospel to your fellow classmates.
我跟主说,
I told the Lord,
哎呀,不要了。
No way.
这些都是坏透的人。
Those are so nasty people.
他们大概啊, 天堂里头, 他是没资格进去的。
They won't fit in heaven.
那不要了。
Let's not do that.
但主跟我说, 去啊。
But the Lord said, go.
去啊。
Go.
我,哎呀,不要去了。
I don't want to go.
最后还是主赢了。
In the end, the Lord won.
我跑到这两个同学跟前。
I went before two of my classmates.
我告诉你,真的送羊入苦口。
I felt like a sheep going to be slaughtered.
哎呀,我跟他们传福音给他们,真的整得我一大阵。
When I preached the gospel to them, they gave me such a hard time.
我讲来讲去。
I spoke and I spoke.
那个时候啊,那很多圣经的道理也不是那样的清楚。
I wasn't really sure about a lot of the great truths in the Bible back then.
所以他问的问题呢,也都回答不上来。
They asked me a lot of questions that I cannot answer.
然后呢,讲来讲去,他这个同学就笑我了。
After this conversation to and fro, my classmates made fun of me.
哎呀,郭定祥,你来跟我讲耶稣,你看你是一塌糊涂,一点用都没有。
Timothy, you're trying to preach the gospel to me, but you're such a mess yourself, I don't understand.
我告诉你,
Let me tell you.
你的主耶稣啊, 现在也不要你了。
Your Lord Jesus probably doesn't want you anymore.
哇, 好难过。
I was so stricken.
就在那个时候,
but at that time,
主就在我里面显现。
The Lord appeared to me. He manifested himself to me.
他说, 没有。
Not so.
你每次去传这个福音,
Every time when you preach this gospel,
我就与你同在。
I am with you always.
我从来没有丢下你。
I have never forsaken you.
不是每个地方去主都同在的。
The Lord is not always with.
但如果你去传这个福音,
But if you preach the gospel,
我要与你同在。
I will be with you.
我从来没有留下你一个人。
I have never forsaken you.
哎呦,那个时候我很高兴。
At that time, I was really rejoicing.
哎呀,我想我的同学想, 哎呀,这个郭定强大概是傻了。
My classmates would think that I'm such a fool.
我明明在笑,你说主耶稣不要你了,你还高兴起来。
I said the Lord, your Lord doesn't want you anymore, but you still rejoice.
在于为什么?
Why?
他讲什么没有关系。
Whatever he said didn't matter.
在我里面,我现在看见了。
In my inward parts, I saw.
我看见主了。
I saw the Lord.
他说我从来不会丢下你。
The Lord said, I'll never forsake you.
你到哪里去,我与你同去。
Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
我得到安慰了,
and I was comforted.
只是一个小故事,
this is just a small story.
还有其他的,
there are others.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果你从来没有发觉主向你显现过,
if the Lord never manifests himself to you,
不是他不愿意,
it's not as though he's unwilling.
是你条件还没有符合这个条件,
it's because you did not meet the requirements.
很简单,
it's very simple.
你在什么时候,
Whenever
你听主的话,
you keep his commandments,
主的命令跟你说, 要读圣经啊,
if the Lord tells you to read his word,
你听他的话,
you listen to him.
主说你要孝敬你的父母,
if the Lord said to honor your parents,
你听主的话,
and you listen to him.
主对你说, 你要爱你的妻子,
if the Lord said you're to love your wife,
主对你说, 你要顺服你的丈夫,
if the Lord said to honor your husband,
你听了,
and you listened,
然后你去做了,
and you keep what he said,
你不是光听啊, 你还得去行,
you not only listen, but you do it.
很特别的。
It's very interesting.
诅咒向你显现。
The Lord will manifest himself to you.
诅咒在你生命里头显为真实了。
The Lord will become a reality in your life.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
当主把这个礼物给他的门徒的时候，
When the Lord gave this treasure to his disciple,
主就好像对门徒说，
The Lord is saying to his disciple,
现在我跟你说再见。
I'm saying goodbye to you.
现在你好像再看不到我。
You would not see me anymore.
不是的。
But not so.
当什么时候？
Whenever.
你遵守我的命令。
You keep my commandment.
你照着去行。
When you keep my words.
你就看到我了。
Then you will see me.
是这个意思。
That's what this means.
有个小女孩。
There's a little girl.
她跑去她父亲的面前。
She ran to her father.
她的父亲是个牧师。
Her father is a pastor.
她跟她父亲说。
She said to her father.
她说爸爸你不爱我。
Daddy, you don't love me.
爸爸很奇怪。
The father was surprised.
我怎么不爱你呢？
How do I not love you?
这小女孩就跟她父亲说。
The little girl said to him,
她说我看见你在教会里头每个孩子你都抱。
I saw you in the church and you give a hug to every single children.
每个孩子你都抱他。
You give a hug to every single kid.
那你也抱我。
And you hug me also.
但每个孩子你都不骂他。
But you don't yell at the other children.
你就是骂我。
You yell at me only.
那你是不是不爱我呢？
So you don't love me.
这很合逻辑哦。
That's very logical.
真的不爱他嘞。
He really doesn't love her.
那如果每个孩子都不抱，光抱你，那当然是爱了。
If he didn't hug anyone else and just hugs you, then he loves you.
每个孩子都抱，也抱他。
But he hugs everybody.
但每个孩子都不骂，就是骂他。
But he never yells at anyone but just her.
你都懂了哈。
You understand that, don't you?
你明白了。
You understand.
那父亲对孩子说：“孩子啊，我骂你就是爱你了。”
And then the father said, "I yell at you because I love you."
不懂得哈。
It's not very logical.
这是事实。
But it's real.
主爱他的门徒。
The Lord loves his disciples.
所以把命令给他。
And gave them his commandments.
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
然后责备我们。
And he.Chastises us.
要我们真的走在那个正路上。
That we were truly on the path of life.
我真希望在座的七年的弟兄姊妹。
I truly exhort the young brothers and sisters here.
我们的主不能在我们生命里头是陌生的一位主。
Our Lord cannot be a stranger to us in our lives.
我们的主永远不能是星期天你讲道的时候听到的一位主。
Our Lord cannot be the one who you listen to on Sunday morning only.
还是在礼拜五你们查经的时候的一位主。
Or maybe it's someone you study on a Friday evening.
这位主耶稣。
This Lord Jesus.
是哪位每天向你显现的哪位主。
Must be the one who manifests himself to you every day.
那说明什么？
What does that mean?
你是每天遵守他的命令。
That means that you keep his commandments on a daily basis.
最后,
the last.
主怎么说?
What did he say?
他说我留下平安给你们。
Peace I leave with you.
然后主再说,
And he also said,
我把我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
你要看到两个的平安。
You'll see two peace.
有一个平安。
There's one peace.
是主说我留给你的。
Is what the Lord left with us.
这个是你需要的平安。
It's the peace that you need.
那还有一个平安。
And there's another peace.
是主的平安。
It's my peace.
主说这两个平安我都要给你。
These two peace I leave unto you.
第一个平安说明什么？
What is the first peace?
那我就知道。这就是说到我们将来在审判日子的时候所需要的平安。
That is the peace that we would need in the last day of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要怕将来。
Let us not be afraid of the future.
我们不需要惧怕那个大的审判。
Let us not be afraid of the judgment.
为什么？
Why?
因为主是说我把这个平安留给你。
Because the Lord said, peace I leave with you.
我们不要怕了。
We don't need to be afraid.
最大审判的时候。
on the greatest day of the judgment.
神要来审判这个宇宙的时候,
when the Lord is coming to judge the universe,
我们有一个中保替我们讲话。
We have an advocate who would speak on our behalf.
我们知道谁跟我们在一起。
We know that who is with us.
我们就不需要怕了。
Then we don't need to be afraid.
因为我们所有罪的问题都解决了。
The problem of sin has been resolved.
如果今天你还怕这一个,
if you're still afraid of it,
我要告诉你说,
let me tell you,
不用怕。
Don't be afraid.
因为这个平安足已经留给我们。
Because the peace has been left with us.
我不知道你有没有试过做错事情。
I don't know if you have ever done something wrong.
如果你做错了事情，你里面一定有不平安的感觉。
When you did something wrong, then there's this lack of peace within you.
你不知道我做错了，做错了什么？
You don't know what you did wrong.
你不知道那个结果是什么？
You don't know what the consequences are.
但弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们现在不要怕。
Let us not be afraid.
我有最好的中保。
We have the greatest advocate.
他在这里要替我们讲话。
He would speak on our behalf.
我还记得有一次，不常有，但是有这一次。
There's this one time. It's not very frequent, but there's this one time.
我在路上开车。
I was driving.
在开的突然在这个镜子里头看见一个警察车在后头。
And on the rear end mirror, I saw this police following me.
我想在座的有些弟兄姊妹，你一定有这个经验。
I'm sure that some of you have experienced that.
那第一个反应，我看看旁边有没有车。
First reaction, I didn't see any car beside me.
因为不可能是我。
It can't be me.
但我看旁边没有车啊。
But I didn't see any cars
beside me. 哪可能是我了。
So it could be me.
那我先把车子停过旁边去。
So I drove to the side of the street.
那可能这个警察，不，他要到别的地方去，我不能挡着他。
Maybe I'm just in his way and he needs to move ahead somewhere.
然后我就停到旁边。
So I moved aside.
没想到他也停到旁边。
And he also moved aside.
我想接下完了。
And I said, oh, this is it.
那肯定是我了。
So it's me.
停下来。
So I stopped.
你知道吗？从那个警察从车子下来到他我。这车子哪里去？截断路程里头，我真的不平安。
When the policeman got off his car and walked to my car, that distance, I was so unpeaceful.
你知道，虽然不是很一大段，我从镜子里头看见他下来，他走到我车子来，我是那其实是不到几十秒钟的时间。
From the mirror, I can see him walk to my car. It's just a couple seconds.
但我里面很紧张啊。
But I was so unpeaceful.
我说，哎呀，这太，我到底做错了什么呢？
What did I do wrong?
我是开得太快呢？
Did I speed?
还是我刚才一个红灯没看到，我冲过去呢？
Did I run a red without knowing?
那结果警察就来了。
And then the policeman came.
那幸好不是什么大事。
And thankfully, it's not a big deal.
原来我放了一些东西在窗子，这个窗户是不可以放的，然后我拿走就没事了。
And I had some stickers at the side of my car, and it's prohibited by law, so I have to take it down.
其实我发觉他真的没有什么事情，就要把我叫停下来。
So at the end, I figured that it's not a big deal, but he still stopped me.
但你要知道，那么一短路程，我很紧张。
But during that couple seconds, I was very nervous.
我想如果在我旁边坐一个警察就好了。
If there is a policeman beside me, that would be great.
他是我的好朋友。
If he is my friend, that would be
great. 拿到我窗子一降下来的时候。
When the windows rolled down.
然后我旁边的警察说，hey.
And the policeman beside me waves hello.
哎，那我就肯定没事了。
Then I would be home free.
然后我就可以走了。
Then I can go.
是吗？
Isn't it so?
很可惜，坐在我旁边的是我的姊妹。
Unfortunately, it was my wife who sat beside me.
那不是一个警察。
It wasn't a police.
也不是我的好朋友。
It's not a good friend.
很紧张。
So I was so nervous.
哦，一点平安都没有。
I didn't have any peace.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要这个图画。
We have this picture.
那是最庄严。
It's the most serious.
最叫人感觉恐惧的时候。
When it causes the most fear.
神审判的日子。
The judgment day of the Lord.
不是光是你坐牢那么简单。
It's not a matter of going to prison or not.
不是光是给那些刑罚那么的简单。
It's not a matter of being punished.
是关于永远的事情。
It's about eternal things.
神在这里审判。
The Lord is judging here.
你看谁在你旁边哦。
it depends on who's beside you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神的儿子。
The Son of the Lord.
我的最好的中保。
My best advocate.
然后他说，你站我后头去。
And the Lord said, come behind me.
我替你讲。
I will speak on your behalf.
你平安吗？
Are you peaceful?
整个宇宙没有一个比这个中保更好了。
There is no greater advocate than the one that you have.
我们有平安。
We have peace.
但主说，我把这个平安留给你。
The Lord said, I leave this peace with you.
然后主再说。
And he also said,
有一个平安。
There's this one peace.
是我的平安。
It's my peace.
我要赐给你。
I give to you.
结果就不像世人所给的。
Not as the world gives.
世人给的没有用。
What the world gives is useless.
什么是主的平安？
What is the peace of the Lord?
主的平安是什么？
What is it?
主在一个船上。
The Lord is on a boat.
这个船翻来翻去。
This boat is rocking.
主能够睡觉。
The Lord can sleep.
这是主的平安。
That's the peace of the Lord.
当有五千人在这里需要喂养。
When 5,000 people are hungry,
主从来不用派人走来走去。
The Lord never sends someone to run errands.
主知道父能够供应所有人的需要。
The Lord knows that the Father can provide for everyone.
这是主的平安。
That's the peace of the Lord.
主在克西马尼园里头。
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
那是最大的征战。
It was the greatest battle.
但主还能站在这，还能跪在神的面前，好好的祷告。
But the Lord can still kneel before his Father and pray.
这是主的平安。
That's the peace of the Lord.
当人都把主耶稣弃绝了。
When everyone has forsaken the Lord.
当主说，我行了这些神迹奇事，在如果那天行在索多玛，他们都要悔改了。
If the miracles I did to you were performed at Sodom and Gomorrah, they would repent.
人弃绝主耶稣。
People forsaken the Lord.
但主那个时候他能够说天地的主我感谢你。
But at that moment he said, the Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you.
这是主的平安。
This is the peace of the Lord.
那跟第一个平安不同。
It's different from the first peace.
这个平安在我们日常生活的里面。
This peace is among us in our daily lives.
不是说这个世界改变了。
It's not as though this world changed.
这个世界还是会忧愁。
You will always have sorrow in this world.
这个世界里头还会叫你胆怯。
This world will cause you great anxiety.
但你不用怕了。
But you need not be afraid.
主说我的平安。
My peace.
我怎么走过这个世界？
How I walked on this world.
我怎么经过这一切的苦难，而我有的平安？
How I went through each trial and I still had peace.
我今天把这个平安赐给你。
Likewise, I give this peace unto you.
可能明天要考试了。
Maybe you would have an exam tomorrow.
你会很紧张。
You would be nervous.
主怎么说？
What did the Lord say?
不要紧张。
Do not be afraid.
我把我的平安给了你。
My peace I give unto you.
可能你跟你的朋友发生了很多的问题。
Maybe you have some problems with your friend.
你头非常的不舒服。
You feel so uncomfortable inside.
主跟你说，我把我的平安给你。
The Lord said, My peace I give unto you.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
主真爱我们,
the Lord truly loves us.
他把两个平安给我们,
He gave us two types of peace.
一个平安解决我们永远的问题,
the first peace solved the problem of our eternal life.
一个平安就每一天生活里头能够经历这个平安的生活。
The other peace is in our daily lives for us to experience on a daily basis.
你知道主爱我们不爱。
The Lord, does the Lord truly love us?
四个我的。
Four things.
你还记得吗？
Do you remember them?
当然其实如果你读出的话还不止这四个。
Of course, when you read this passage in detail, there's more than these four things.
不过我想我今天早上就讲这四个。
But this morning, I'll share these four things with you.
我们希望我们弟兄姊妹正在这里我们得到帮助。
I truly hope that you would be helped by what I share.
我们真的从主里头，我们真的感谢我们的主。
That we can truly thank the Lord in our spirit.
然后过一个合乎主心意的生活。
And live lives that are pleasing unto the Lord.
你们还记得那诗歌吗？
Do you remember that hymn?
我父的家。
My father's house.
我的名。
My name.
我的命令,
my commandments.
我的平安,
my peace.
下次我讲到要考试后,
I will test you guys on this the next time.
我们低头祷告,
let's pray.
我们的主, 我们谢谢你,
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们从来不孤单,
because we're never alone.
你把你最好的都给了我们,
you have given your best unto us.
主但愿我们真能够做一个挚爱的人,
Lord, may we be truly be a people beloved of you.
我们能够听你的话跟随你,
that we can listen to your commandments and follow you.
好叫你真显现在我们生活的当中,
that you may be manifested in our daily lives.
你的平安真的在我们里头做主,
that your peace would reign in our hearts.
祝福你自己的话,
bless your words.
听我们的祷告,
hearken to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.